Yeah, obviously delighted. It's a great win for us to come up here. It's a good weekend's work, obviously, from Friday as well. Two clean sheets are obviously very solid. We're a hard team to beat, like, what we pride ourselves on. So, yeah, I suppose personally, it's a nice little memento to have a goal in Daily Mount. So, yeah, no, I'm happy with how we've done. It's, I was dying with a cold all weekend, so...
I hear you, don't worry.
Yeah, bundled up there, I was getting dizzy. I got sick at halftime, so I kind of had to...
I do think when you walked off, there was no, like, oh, why am I being subbed? And yeah. I could tell, I said, this guy's in a bit of trouble here.
Yeah, no, I probably shouldn't have gone out at all, but I said I'd give it a go and see how it feels, but yeah, no, I had to call it. Not a nice one.
Well, I suppose the goal makes it a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, exactly, like... I don't know. To be honest, I have no idea what I was doing. Running up the left-hand side, cutting on the right.
You ran down like a little Messi down the left wing or something.
I don't know about that now, but the boys have seen me do it and the fly besides in training and stuff. So, it's a nice one to have and something no one can take away from me, I suppose.
I suppose watching on, was it difficult there for the last half an hour in particular? Where
yeah.
It was a bit kind of one-way traffic nearly.
Yeah, it was. I'm so happy the lads stood up to the plate and no better team to do it. Like, when their backs are against the wall, it's such a solid team and defended so well there. I don't think Bowles really had many chances. I know there's a couple of penalty shouts, but our lads stood tall and we're delighted to come away from Daily Mount to win.
What is it about the side that, I guess it's what John and Ollie and Chris and all the rest of the management have installed? There's a couple of things that I kind of know. It's togetherness. You saw that with the kind of celebrations at the end. But it's just, don't care who you're playing or where you're going, you're going to just roll up your sleeves and give it a go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we've nothing to lose. Coming into this division, we knew it was going to be tough. And we knew the most important thing for us was to be hard to beat and pick up points each weekend. And if we keep doing that, we'll be all right. Like, it's a togetherness, it's a doggedness. And, like, yeah, as I said earlier, we pride ourselves on being very difficult to beat. And we'll always nick a goal with the quality we have up front. We'll always nick one. And, yeah. We pride ourselves in the clean sheets and hopefully we keep them coming.
Certainly one of the guys that just passed there had a big impact. Rob, so good to see him back tonight as well.
Brilliant, yeah. He had some game again today. He's been unbelievable since the start of the season. Delighted for him as well. And himself and Killer have been mainstays in the team and deservedly so. And long may it continue.
What see you playing centre forward now? We've joked in comedy at the time.
Yeah, he's following in Walsh's footsteps.
He went the other way.
That'd be nice.
Dressing room music is blaring. It's a happy place. It's a happy place in general at the moment for you, Galway United.
Yeah, look, yeah, you always look forward to coming in training. It's a great group we have. And yeah, we'll enjoy this tonight, but tomorrow, focus goes to Friday. Massive game against Friday, Connacht Derby. So, yeah, we'll be looking to get another 3 points there. It'd be brilliant.